Hello. Welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about chromium. Chromium is a trace mineral that far too many people are not familiar with. And because they're not familiar with the chromium, the importance of chromium, some of the symptoms and problems they may have could be things like diabetes. Absolutely amazing information that diabetes is literally an epidemic in the United States and around the world. So, okay, maybe you haven't been diagnosed with diabetes, but perhaps there's diabetes in your family. And so you do need to be paying attention to certain nutrient levels that reduce your risk of the pre-diabetic syndrome, also known as metabolic syndrome, is creeping up and creating certain symptoms. And possibly you need to know about stopping that creep toward diabetes. Very, very interesting and so important for young people to know. In this day and age of increasing numbers of fertility clinics being opened all over the country, chromium is very, very much associated with decreased fertility. How many of the fertility clinics out there are offering not only supplements for chromium to support chromium levels in your bodies, but how many fertility clinics out there are testing for chromium levels? And I'll be talking to you about the ability to test for your chromium levels in further recordings here on Natural Doc Radio. Unfortunately, chromium deficiency is very, very common. Chromium is a trace mineral, and again, unfortunately, all of the foods that typically would be delivering chromium and the other important trace minerals to your body, those soils where the foods are grown have been depleted of many of the trace minerals. So some of the places where you can actually find chromium, you can find it in seafood, prunes, some nuts, some seeds, in certain meats, and my recommendation is always hormone-free, antibiotic-free, and organically fed animals. Brewer's yeast has some selenium as well. Whole grains, but I'd be terribly cautious about what whole grains to include in your diet. You very much want to be certain that they are organically raised whole grains. So maintaining your chromium levels, in my opinion, requires supplementation. So very important to find high quality supplement sources of chromium. It's typical to find a 200 microgram dose of chromium in your supplement aisles. However, 200 micrograms may not be enough for you. And what I'm thinking about is, suppose you're deficient in other minerals, suppose you're deficient in supportive nutrients, suppose your digestive tract for some reason doesn't metabolize chromium very well. Suppose that as a person in a family that has a history of diabetes, that there is some sort of disconnect, so to speak, with regard to your body's ability to absorb the chromium. So what is the chromium going to do once you introduce it into your body? It's going to make insulin work better. That's the idea behind keeping a very, very balanced glucose level as well as preventing the symptoms of metabolic syndrome, weight gain, interrupted sleep, a variety of not so pleasant symptoms. You're going to have the increased fertility. You're going to be able to metabolize both carbohydrates and fats more effectively. For those people out there who are considering starting a family, very, very important for you to know that chromium is critical in the development of the fetus. So you want to be certain before you begin a pregnancy that your chromium levels are very, very well supported. So when your blood sugar might be a little high, what is that indicating? It's indicating that your insulin is not working just properly. So the chromium is going to allow the insulin to drive the glucose out of your serum blood and into the cells that require the glucose for function to optimize the ability of the cells to do their individual function. Chromium, critically important. There are different forms of chromium available, polynicotinate, niacinate. There are a variety of different choices to make, and you need high-quality chromium that is correctly manufactured so that you have the ability to absorb it properly. I hope that helps people out there who are dealing with metabolic syndrome, pre-diabetic syndrome, or possibly using insulin, and that insulin requirement keeps increasing and increasing. You don't want to get yourself into a situation like that. Insulin is a critically important substance within your body. It must do its function. But when your insulin levels are high, it's virtually impossible to have a normal metabolism. You have weight gain. You have lethargy. You have brain fog. A lot of unfortunate symptoms associated with excess insulin. The chromium will allow the insulin to work properly.